This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
Waiting in line to pay for my groceries, and a lady right in front of me farted. Loudly.
How about that?
And I've grabbed a magazine off the rack like this. What makes you think you can wear a mask, but you can stand there and fart?
So now, you know, instead of coughing to hide a fart, now you got a fart to hide a cough in COVID.
We knew this was here was backwards.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. How about that? Thank you very much, Rick Regan, and welcome to a Flame Tech Football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's daytime sports talk show. We are coming to you from the Bermuda Triangle of the National Hockey League. Did you know that, Lynch?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting.
Well, we're right in the middle of the Jets, Flames, and Oilers.
That's right.
We're in the Bermuda Triangle of the National Hockey League right here.
How about that?
And also the heartland of the Canadian Football League. But we do talk a lot of football here on Fridays. They're reserved for the gridiron. And I got to say this. This is the second hour of the program, by the way, everybody. It's the first and only hour of the day live on Game Plus TV in over 1.2 million homes across North America. But we do go live on Facebook in hour one. And people got fired up. And I'll tell you why, because it's coming up in our Quick Six show topics, which we re-up on. But we did have Tori Gurley with us for our Tori's Tips for Wheaton Kia. And they also bring you John Frenzy, the Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster. His appearances every Friday are brought to you by Wheaton Kia. You can find them in North Regina at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst. Football's Don Cherry, the Don Cherry of football. This, you're looking at him.
Hey, Edmonton Eliminators, how about that?
Okay, so we're jumping ahead on the topic, so let's do it. Quick Six show topics, Jordan, please. And let me tee up the Drew Tate of the Spring League, Pro Football League in San Antonio, Texas, is coming up later on today, this hour. But a Quick Six show topics are these. Interesting that the number one topic of importance to me was that the CFL has tweaked, some saying drastically changed, their draft process for next year. Listen, with the topics coming up, people are way more interested in those than this number one topic. They're going to have a random draw, teams 1 through 9 for this year's draft. And then they're going to do the snake analogy, guys and girls who participate in those playoff drafts that we do for Stanley Cup time. We'll get what the snake draft is. If you don't get it, doesn't matter. You're never going to get it. You can also opt out of the 2020 draft if you're eligible. And I would, if I was a senior or underclassman in U Sports football, and they're not playing, I wouldn't want to go in the draft. So that's what they've tweaked this year.
A random draft. A guy can just go and draw.
Something like that, yes. Point two. Andrew Harris of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the reigning MVP and most outstanding Canadian of the Grey Cup, telling a Winnipeg newspaper on Thursday, that he doesn't expect the CFL will play in 2021. Biggest reason... it's what I'm getting from all the CFL players. They're very disappointed in their leaders that they couldn't find a way to play in 2020. What makes you believe that we're going to be able to play in 2021?
They don't like Randy, do they?
No, they don't.
I know that's fair or not, but the realistic facts are, the players collectively don't like Randy because he should have made it happen. We're the only league of any consequence that isn't playing. It didn't play this year.
Huh? See why I call him the Don Cherry of football?
That hurts.
That's you. Huh. I'm trying to get through the Quick Six show topics, and you're sprinkling in your Jesus.
Sorry.
And that's fine. No, you have nothing to apologize for. Huh. You're right. And in the case of Ambrosi, I spoke to a friend of his yesterday at length who told me, just so you know, if Randy was working in the financial services industry right now, which is where he came from, he'd be making way more money than he is now. He doesn't need this job. I think.
For what?
Yeah,
right.
It's a dream job for him to be the commissioner of the CFL. He's answering for a bunch of owners that I don't think could find their ass with both hands. But he's the one that keeps taking it on the chin all the time. And there's not enough money in the world that would make me want to do that. But good on Randy for doing it. Jeff, the Stamps fan from Calgary, says the random draw is so ridiculous. What's wrong with the current format?
I asked that question too.
There's no standings. There's no season. So the draft order goes on standings.
Because of the situation.
So there's no standings, so they're going to do it randomly, and I don't think anybody has a problem with
it. Because of the situation.
From what I can see.
Okay.
So the poll question spawned off point two for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Capital Auto Mall has dealerships all across the prairies. Will the CFL play in 2021? 49% on Twitter say yes. 56% on Facebook say yes. They're not agreeing with Andrew Harris. 32% on Twitter say no. 21% on Facebook. And the minority are undecided. So that's our poll question today. Moving on to point three. Dabbling a bit on NFL on this Flame Tech Football Friday. The USA Today's power rankings came out for week nine. The top three teams are the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Kansas City Chiefs, and number three, the Seattle Seahawks. And then when I see these power rankings, I immediately go to the bottom and see what the bottom three are. And everybody can agree the worst team in football is the New York Jets. They're the 32nd team in the NFL.
And they've been there all year, and they should be.
And they're not getting out anytime soon.
That's for sure.
First team is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are who we thought they were.
They're not that bad. I wouldn't put them there.
Gardner Minshew's hurt. But what about the Dallas Cowboys at number 30, the third worst team in the NFL?
They could be the second worst.
They're so bad.
They are. They're terrible.
Who would have thought you'd just lose your top two quarterbacks? Like, it's not just about the quarterback play, but now you find out why the quarterbacks get all the money.
Yep, for sure. In, 3 weeks, they lost both quarterbacks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And
McCarthy looks disinterested. Like, he doesn't believe what's going on. I don't think he's really there. You know that?
I'd rather have Charlie McCarthy coaching the Dallas Cowboys than Mike McCarthy.
That's a great line, yeah.
The kids won't know what that is.
No, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. A puppet.
A dummy. A ventriloquist dummy, yeah.
And you know whose knee he sat on?
Can't remember.
Edgar Bergen.
There you go.
Right now. Aren't you glad to know these things, folks?
The people in the seniors' homes that watch every day for you, Lynch, will be very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Armando Moreno is watching in Mexico. He is Mexican football reporter. He says, hi, Rod, just to let you know that the LFA, that's the Mexican Pro Football League, Collegiate Draft is taking place tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern and will be broadcasted on the league's Facebook page. And I will say this about the Liga Football Americano. They do a really good job on their Facebook page. They televise the games there. The draft's going to be on there. So thank you, Armando, for chipping in with that. By the way, our director of scouting, Craig Monroe's watching. And, Craig Monroe's not our director of scouting. Craig Smith is. Craig Monroe that says, who would win if the Jets played the Cowboys?
That's great.
Nobody. It would end in a tie, just like the U.S. federal election.
Nobody. That's for sure.
Point four, Thursday night football. Green Bay pounds San Francisco 34-17. And I'll be honest, in these NFL primetime games this year, most have been very good. Yeah. This one was over by halftime.
Yeah.
It was a laugher.
Terrible game.
Point five, I have to say I'm so excited. The Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. It's opening night. They are my guilty pleasure. And tonight, it's Battleford's at Kindersley, Nipawin at LaRange, Flin Flon at Melfort, Estevan at Melville, and the humble Broncos at Yorkton. I am so proud of them. I get a lump in my throat when I think about how proud I am that they're not letting COVID slow them down. They're playing. And the Junior B League is too. The Triple A's are going. I love it. Saskatchewan Tough is still a thing.
Right.
Believe it or not. Point six, CFL Sim Division semifinal playoff games go Saturday. I can't believe the interest in this, but I'm so happy that there is. It's our eSports video game league. We'll be broadcasting on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook page, 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday. A doubleheader. The 4-5 game, Toronto at Ottawa, followed by the 3-6 game, BC at Saskatchewan. Doubleheader, Saturday, the division semifinals. And then I got the bonus point here. A couple of them, actually. One, the NBA players have voted to start December 22nd. I say bravo to them. We'll always have something to talk about on this show on a daily basis.
2 days before Christmas.
But I'm just happy that they are playing. Because I am an NBA fan. It's not my favorite league by any measure, but I find them very entertaining. And they're going to be back. Yep.
And they handled everything really well, I thought, playing the bubble.
Yes, they did.
They sure did.
They should be commended for that.
Right.
Ratings were down significantly for whatever reason. Yep. But they're going to find a way to play. And then moving on, the other bonus point was just simply this. Because I had more NFL points, but a bunch of CFL stuff was dropped in my lap this morning. And another is that the Edmonton football team is close, according to a headline I saw on 3Down, to naming their team the new name. Yeah. And then I click on it and read the article. Well, they're not going to make the announcement until the spring. I'm assuming I'll find out ahead of that. And I'll break the news if I get it. But holy smokes, that's where things went off the rails in hour one, Lynch. People got upset about the name Eskimos and the name Empire. It's offensive. It's British colonialism. Always find something to be offended about if you want. Can we stop being offended? Stop being offended. Stop being offended for other people. Stop being offended for things that happened hundreds of years ago.
About a bunch of tax consultants, they say, were having a party. They came up with the name Eliminators.
Mm-hmm.
For Edmonton. Edmonton Eliminators? Don't think so. Don't think so. That doesn't go over too good.
Mandy in Edmonton's watching, and she says, PSA, public service announcement, Braley wanted the league to play in 2020. I wish Rod would stop saying otherwise. You aren't hearing what I'm saying. And I would love for you to send me the link that says otherwise. Nobody knows what the vote was. I believe that. When the CFL governor sat down to vote around the table or on a Zoom call on August 17th, nobody knows. My point, which I've said many times, is that if David Braley didn't want to play, then they wouldn't have been playing. Because that's the amount of power that he wields in the CFL, and he's now passed away. So we're all wondering how business in the CFL will change. So, and by the way, just because it's in black and white doesn't mean it's right. There is so much. Trump was on to something when he said fake news. And that's one of the biggest things. And I'm not even just talking about the election coverage in the pandemic. People being misled intentionally by the media. I'm not saying this specific report about David Braley is, but I don't really trust anybody, unfortunately, anymore because of what I've seen. And I guess the biggest thing that I can't fathom is how gullible the North American public is.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Incredible. Anything they hear, they believe. And I think CNN is the biggest source of issuing the fake news.
I would agree.
And people believe him. Believe him. But the guy got to read the guy. He's sitting there, 3 hours of shift is. After 2 hours, he's got nothing to talk about. Nobody's sending a thing to him. The mic goes on. He's got to talk. So what do? You make things up. You don't make things up. You slant stories or change things. But I know what it's like. It's tough.
Well, and the reason I don't trust what I hear is because I've been pulled into a room and told to lie on the air. And when I said, you know that.
Yeah.
And when I said, I won't do it. I will not lie to these people. And then I was told, you need to lie or you'll be replaced. I took my key fob and said, take it. I don't want the job.
How about them Eskimos?
So it happens. By the way, from the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777, 840-8777, Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaS telemobility dealer, headquartered in Winnipeg. Jerry writes in and says, to Mr. Rod Peterson and crew, I vote no to a 2021 CFL season. Nice to stay pessimistic, but the 2021 season is not happening. Due to financial reasons for a couple of franchises, it's about to rear its ugly head early in the new year into next spring.
Well, don't you love him, eh? Isn't he a great guy to have around?
I like this question from Kelly McDonald. Why not bring out the new Edmonton name now and sell new gear for Christmas? But oh no, wait till the spring. Yeah, God, I wonder.
Make sure.
What do you think about that?
Make sure it's right. That'd be good. Real good. Just make sure it stays the same. They make the change, that's it. Edmonton Empire, it's going to be the Empire. Probably is the Empire. Put your Empire stuff out now for Christmas. Great idea. Great marketing idea. But I bet you the Eskimos haven't thought of it.
Well, the president of the team has said that it's not going to be the Empire because it has negative connotations, and some people have said they're upset about it. So, I don't know. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid.
It's got to be an EE, doesn't it? Has to be an EE. We think
they don't want to change the logo, yeah. So it should be an E.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Maybe Edmonton Eliminators. Edmonton Elms. Eliminators. Elks. It might come out and be some ridiculous name. I know when Ottawa came up with their last name, after talking about it for a long time, and came up red, black, we all thought they were crazy. Absolutely nuts. But we're beginning to accept it. And then they came back in their first year back. They won the Grey Cup. So we sort of...
Second
year. We sort of began to accept them, and now it's nothing to it.
It's just normal, yeah.
Normal, yeah. The red, blacks.
Yeah, so you want the Edmonton Green Golds.
Yeah, Edmonton Green Golds is a damn good name, don't you think? It is.
I want Empire.
They don't
have to
change
the Empire.
I think Green Golds is going to win because the E names are terrible. They're stupid. It's a good chance.
Nice work, guys. Yeah, that's the face-off. Let me read it, and then we'll break and bring in Drew Tate. The face-off, which we do daily, is brought to you by The Mad Greek and Moose Jaw. For the best authentic Greek cuisine available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery, head to themadgreekeatery.com. And for Ultimate Fan Zone, the home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel, they are your officially licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, built by fans for the sports fans in southern Saskatchewan.
Hey,
Drew Tate, Lynch, can I? Drew Tate of the Spring League, CFL great, joins us next. This has been the warm-up. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and Listen Live, presented by Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Coast to coast today on a Flame Tech Football Friday. And we're going to dive right into it. I'm very excited to welcome Drew Tate. CFL fans don't need any introduction to him. I'll read it anyways. 07, 08 with Saskatchewan. 09 to 2016 with the Stamps. 2017 with the Red Blacks. And for a brief time in 2018 with the Rough Riders, two-time Grey Cup champion. But what has us excited, Coach Tate, is you join us from the San Antonio bubble. You're the coach, assistant coach of the 1-1 Alphas. I watched it, man. I love the Spring League. Are you having as much fun as you look to be in the Spring League?
It's awesome. That's what the Spring League's for, right? It's an opportunity for these young players to get on film, get an opportunity to try to get into a league that, you know, because they want to continue their career. And then on the flip side, it's an opportunity for me as a young coach to get experience, you know, coaching receivers, tight ends, running backs. And so it's awesome. And then there's a lot of older coaches with big names, like our head coach, Steve Fairchild. I mean, his resume is amazing. So it's actually really neat to be able to just sit and listen to him talk, you know, talk ball, see how he sees the field and everything. So it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, of course. And Gil Bride and Jerry Glanville. And I'm expecting to see Steve Spurrier come out at some point and so forth. But before we get into the games and the personalities and so forth, how did this come about for you? Because the last time we had you on, you were coaching high school. And then the next thing I know, you're in the Spring League. What happened in between?
Yeah, well I was working on my certification to teach and coach in high school, and right when that was starting, I got a call from a friend of mine who coaches in the CFL, and he said, "Hey, there's this spring league. I didn't know anything about it. I'd heard about it, and this was about a week before we started. So he called and said, "Hey, do you want to coach receivers? You know, and this." And I said, "Well, hell yeah! You know, I think it'd be awesome." So then, about 5 days later, shot over here to San Antonio, and then we've been rolling ever since.
Sean Lynch here. Do you keep in touch much with the Hawkeyes of Iowa and how they're doing down there?
I do. I try to as much as I can. Unfortunately, it's not the best time to be an Iowa Hawkeye, it seems, right now. But no, I think they're going to come out. They got Michigan State this week. But they've had a let's just say it's been an unusual year for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They usually don't have years like this as far as, attention, good or bad. So it's just, I think they're trying to figure it out, too, as well as a lot of these teams are, especially during this pandemic and then the movement and all that, right? So I think there's a lot going on there. But, I'm definitely there. I'm always going to be a Hawkeye, so I'm there for, any kind of support, aim to please for those guys. So we'll see.
What about the CFL? Were you surprised it didn't play this year?
No, I wasn't surprised, to be honest. And we had talked about it last time with Rod, too. And just from a logistics standpoint, I'm sure it was just a nightmare. Honestly, I know this, it's already, the CFL already has enough challenges in itself, and then throwing a pandemic and then having, the majority of the players or half the team is American. And then, with laws in Canada, it's just seemed like a long shot. And then, the whole thing with the commissioner, that was just a Hail Mary basically. So, didn't work out.
No, and the thing is, I brought you on to talk about the Spring League. So from our viewers, Armando's watching in Mexico. He's a football reporter down there, the Liga Football Americano. He says the Spring League is such a good idea. They also have a handful of global players. He says Japanese and Mexican. So I'm watching the game, Drew, and they're saying that you guys are all in a hotel, and it's basically a bubble. Can you talk about how you're living and what is the nationality of some of these players?
Yeah. Okay. Great question. I'll tell you, like I said, I knew about the Spring League, but I just knew of it. I didn't know anything about it. And learning the concept of this Spring League, it's actually a hell of a concept in my opinion. If you look at it, so there's six teams, I believe there's six teams, and you just play a round robin each, you get four games, you play a round robin, fifth game is a championship. And you're right. It's we're all staying in the Westin on the Riverwalk down here in San Antonio. We practice and play in the Alamo Dome. So, it's a hell of a facility. And it's just a great, like I said, it's, we're here in the hotel. They put us up in a hotel. We get three meals a day. You get to enjoy, all the stuff that San Antonio has. I know you're not outside, but it's t-shirt and shorts out there right now, And so it's actually a sweet deal. You get these guys all over, coaches all over. And to go to it, yeah, there's internationals here too. Like, we have a receiver, Yoshido Omi. So we call him Omi the Homie. And this kid is legit. Like, I'm serious. I was blown away. Here's a, because we had the two in BC last year from Mexico receivers. This kid here is on a completely different level than those other guys. So if CFL is looking for an international receiver, I got one for you. Because this kid, he's legit.
Well, it's for you guys, it's about development. I feel it's a lot about entertainment. And John in Edmonton's watching. He says, how can we watch these games? Where are they broadcasted? They're on Fox Sports 1, John. And if you can find a way to get it, then you can watch it. I have it. And that's why I was very eager to tune in. But let me ask you about your quarterback, JT Barrett. Like, they were very excited in Ohio, in Columbus, to watch him the other night. And he did not disappoint. And you and him seem to have a pretty special relationship. Can you talk about your quarterback with the Alphas?
Yeah, no, he's a great player. He's a great leader. Have a lot of respect for him on and off the field, how he just holds himself and conducts himself. And then on top of that, yeah, being a good player, right? He's from Texas too, played in the Big Ten, had a lot of success, and now he's just looking for a home. And I definitely think that he could play in Canada. I think Edmonton might have his rights. I think we talked about with him, but he's not. Just right now, with everything going on, he's not sure what's going on. I'm sure he's going to want to try the XFL. But I told him, hey, there's a place up there that if you just want to play ball and have fun, the CFL is not a bad place for that and what it offers. We got two more games, and I do expect him to take another step every opportunity that he gets.
One second, Frenzy. We've got many more questions coming in, and I'll try to get to those. But so were you allowed in the facility to watch the early game? Because in the NHL, you wouldn't have been, right? They clear out. There's an hour and a half in between games in the bubble. But McLeod Bethel Thompson diced the Blues. He was playing for the Aviators, and he was doing spins like he did look like Doug Flutie. They couldn't get a hand on him. Was that his age and experience?
I think so. I'll be honest with you. If you can play quarterback in the CFL, you can play quarterback in any league on this planet. And I really, truly, honestly believe that because you got 12 guys. Everyone's running in motion. The defense is in Canada. You just have to watch and react. You know, down in 11-man ball as a quarterback, it's easier to identify defenses. They have to declare quicker. So, you know, in the CFL game, they all just kind of hang out at around 6 to 8 yards, you know, and they'll still play man, but they won't chase, and they just fall into stuff. And, like, so I think it's a lot harder to see coverage in Canada and really execute because you have to be an exceptional thrower, in my opinion, to be a starter in the CFL because, you know, with the wide-open game and all those, you know, the throwing and stuff, it's to me, like I said, it's just if you can play quarterback in the CFL, you can play anywhere.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think it's helped him. I mean, clearly – He's the best quarterback here by far. And I remember last year scouting him, you know, I had him high, even though he was kind of, you know, before the 2019 season, I had to do a report for BC and I had him ahead of James Franklin or whatever, you know, sorry, I said his name wrong, the other quarterback in Toronto. I mean, I thought, you know, watching Bethel and just, he has ability, but then, you know, he just kind of does goofy things sometimes with the ball. You know, I mean, I think it's fair to say that, but he's a good player.
We got a lot of questions coming in for you, and one is from Chris in Toronto. He wants to know, how is the Spring League funded? Who's in charge of it? Do you know or care about that, or are you just coaching, Drew? What do you know about that?
Well, now that I'm in it, I'd like to, you know, I'm trying to figure out more about it. There's a guy named Brian Woods. He's the CEO. I think he's based out of New York. I'm not really sure where he's based out of, but this is his league. He's the commissioner. He's the CEO. I mean, he runs the show. He calls the, you know, makes the rules. I mean, it should be NFL rules, but I think there's a couple of tweaks here and there. But, you know, he's got his own footballs with his own name on it, you know, Fox Sports and all that stuff on those balls. And, but like I said, I applaud him for this idea and concept. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, he's got like an equipment team, right, who supplies all these pads and all these uniforms to all these, you know, these six teams. And then there's a showcase before we started the Spring League, there's a showcase. So guys were already assembled teams, and then there's a showcase of 200 players that are trying out to get on these teams. So, you know, the first 3 days of practice while we were here, we'd go to the showcase before practices would start, all the coaches. And basically, you could just watch. It's like a, you know, you could watch these guys practice, and you say, "No, I want you, I want you, and I want you," and then they come and get on our team. I mean, it's kind of goofy, but like I said, it's the concept's actually it's pretty cool.
How many? What's the fan attendance like?
None.
No fans.
They're in a bubble. Yeah.
No bubble. None at all.
Yeah. I mean, there's some of the guys, I think families or something like that are around, but there's no one there.
Can you give us some names of a couple other guys that we knew would know from the CFL that are up there?
There's Jeff Reinbolt, Marcel Belfay. Let's see. Bethel Thompson. Trying to think.
Glanville.
I met some other guys. Man, I think they may have been in and out of the league. And then, like I said, there's some CIS and CFL coaches here. So, I mean, it's actually pretty sweet. June Jones was here.
I'm writing these names down as you go. Reinbold, Belfay, June Jones. Reinbold's coming on our show right away. And actually, he's super active on social media, Reinbold, as you probably know. So some people spotted that he was in San Antonio, and a lot of people didn't know why. But I just want to – I got a couple questions for you, Coach Tate, before I let you go. One is, Manziel played in this league a couple of years ago. Was anybody that's there now around then, and what did they say about his time, if so?
Yes, there were guys that were that are here now that were with him, and you know, I'll just say that they pretty much said what
everybody
we saw with him in camp.
what everybody says, so. Exactly. And anybody in College Station would say the exact same thing. The other thing, I went and looked at all the rosters. The guys were for the most part 22, 23, maybe some at 24. It's a very young league.
Yeah, right. And like I said, too, the concept is to these guys just want to try to get on a roster. They want film, you know, so their agents will, you know, pump them up and this and that. And I mean, and guys do get they'll get plucked from this league because there's no other football going on. So, you know, Lord willing, if we can get football in 2021 in the CFL, the XFL, know, these guys will have an opportunity because they have film and they'll be ready to roll. I mean, if we can play ball.
I just got to say this, man, watching you the other night running up and down the sidelines, you know, pulling your mask, trying to talk. You look more fired up doing that than you ever did as a player. And you actually said the last time on here, you might like coaching more than playing. Is that a fact? Because that's what it looked like.
That's 100% fact. Because the thing about it was, too, and this is why I love the coaching part. From game one to game two, we took a leap like unknown to mankind. We looked like a monkey trying to hump a football in the game one. I mean, we were bad on offense. Everything about it was terrible. But the guys took pride in getting better. They took coaching. So we took more time. I mean, you know, and obviously you're going to take a step because the first game is just a little goofy and no one knows what to expect. But to see the growth from the players get better, that's what coaching is to me. And it's fun to watch them just go out and play and have fun and be successful because they made plays. They didn't make, like I said, they didn't make a play the first game. Not one play out of 58 snaps. They made plays this last game.
They did, and I'm glad that I tuned in then. Some long field goals, and just I might not have known who these guys were, but it was entertaining. That's what I'm saying. You're developing them. You're coaching them. I'm just watching from the entertainment aspect, and I thought it was awesome. Yeah. So I guess I tuned in for the right game, and you got me hooked now, Drew. So, and I'm also excited that your future now, your career path is set because you know what you want to do. And you'll be following your passion, yeah. And that's going to be fun to watch, too. So thanks, Coach Tate. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and I hope to do it again soon.
Yeah, you too, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, we'll be watching. Drew Tate joining us from San Antonio, Texas, in the San Antonio bubble, which when I was watching the game the other night, I went to my weather app and saw that in San Antonio it was 28 degrees Celsius. So that's around 85, 87 Fahrenheit, Lynch. I'm like, why can't I be in the bubble? San Antonio is so awesome. Listen, maybe next week you can come over to my house and you can watch this spring league and you can tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds real good. It's quite interesting. I want to see how good it is. These guys seem to enjoy it. They seem to love it. They play in a bubble. This bubble concept's getting big, you know?
Well, we don't like it.
No, we don't like it. But it sounds like there'd be some good players there that we could look at if we're gonna get back in action.
Well, you can't tell me that we're not on the dawn of a new era of pro sports. You just had Drew Tate saying we've got one owner, Brian Woods. You can look it up on Wikipedia. The Spring League has its own Wikipedia page. It'll explain it. One owner. Oh. The Canadian Elite Basketball League has one owner, Richard Pettman. I believe is the name, and the commissioner is a good friend of ours, Mike Morielli. Maybe this is the way the CFL needs to go. This five-week league got on national television, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
And the CFL, instead of having to wrangle nine owners like putting nine cats in a bag, one guy owns the whole league.
Yeah. But who would that be? He just died.
Braley? Well, maybe we'll talk about it when we come back. Al Hordell watching. He says, great interview with Drew. He will make a great coach. I'm just so excited for him because all of his teammates always thought, and I was around him a lot, he just seemed very in his own zone all the time. Yeah. And then I saw him coaching the other night, and he was fire.
Yeah.
More than I've ever seen.
Great player in Iowa.
That is his calling.
Yep. Great player at Iowa, wasn't so great as a player here, but as a coach might be.
He never had a chance. There was a lot of great quarterbacks ahead of him.
That's right. And Al Hordell, I wonder who he's coaching now.
Good question.
Yeah.
We're going to break. I don't know if your ride's here, Frenzy.
No.
I haven't seen him.
I'll have to get after him.
Okay. We got a sports update coming back. We got viewer takeover. We got a lot coming up. You're watching the RP Show across North America in 1.2 million homes. Don't go anywhere yet. And on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to get into a sports update here. What a wonderful interview. We're getting lots of reaction to the interview with Drew Tate, Coach Tate from the Spring League. Costa Maragas, the CBC icon, and now host of In Real Time with Costa Maragas.
Yes.
Writes in and says, great Drew Tate interview, Rod. Thank you, Costa, as always. And as you know, it's the interview subject that makes it great. From our viewer, Dominic Froome, says it would be interesting to consider how much money it would take to buy out all of the current CFL team owners and turn it into one ownership objective. Wouldn't it? We'll kick that around in a minute. The bespectacled gentleman joining me here in the bunker is Darren DuPont, your normal co-host. Lynch was pretty good today.
Oh, it was great. And I don't know what he's doing. We mentioned it in our pre-show meeting. He's losing weight.
Yeah, I know.
He's looking good.
My guess is he's doing it the hard way. But maybe not. I.e. the stress diet.
Yeah.
There's actually not many easy ways to lose weight.
There isn't.
Everybody would do it.
I mean, you can always suck up to a vacuum and get rid of it. You know, the liposuction way, but that's not really a sustainable way. It's tough. It takes a lot of time. Consistency, right? Off the glass and out.
Sports update, the Boston Red Sox. This is breaking news. Boston Red Sox will rehire Alex Cora as manager, according to a source. Restoring him to the dugout less than a year after letting him go because of his role in the Houston Astros cheating scandal. The decision came about a week after Cora finished serving a one-season suspension assessed by Commissioner Rob Manfred for Cora's cheating while bench coach of the Astros, who won the World Series in 2017. Isn't that something?
You may have cheated. You're out.
We're back in.
But you didn't lose. So, interesting.
Can you keep a running tally of these comments, by the way? Because I want to get to them all, but I'm in the middle of reading this. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has been fined $100,000 and the club $250,000 because coaches improperly wore facial coverings last Sunday. The source said that Tomlin and the Steelers were disciplined because members of the coaching staff were not wearing face coverings at all times on the sidelines. If I can just say this, I feel sorry for these broadcasters. The coaches, that's obvious. I feel bad for them that they got to wear them. But the broadcasters, and you can hear it.
Hi, everybody. It's Jack Buck. Did I say Jack Buck or Joe Buck? Welcome to Thursday Night Football. With the Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman.
It's awful.
You can tell. You can tell. And you would think that in the booth, at least once you get to, like even at the restaurant, once I get to my seat, I can take the mask off. In the chair,
now,
put up the glass, take the mask off.
I was on TSN radio in Winnipeg this morning. They asked me about the masks and the fines. And I'm sorry, I'm not changing my opinion. It's not about health. It's about perception. It's about appearances. It's about showing an example, I guess, for society. Millions of people are watching on TV, so wear a mask. We want to be the leaders. And we can't play, by the way, if you don't wear your masks.
And that I agree with. But when you're off camera, should be able to take it off.
I'm waiting for the day that I have to wear a mask right here, and you too.
Well, we're doing our part for now.
We're following all the rules.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The NBA's player representatives voted last night to support the notion of starting this coming season on December 22nd, the date that the league has been targeting in its talks about how and when to get teams back on the floor. Brent Snedeker opened with a 5-under 65 and holds a two-stroke lead entering the second round at the Houston Open. It's the first domestic PGA Tour event to have fans since the Players' Championship on March 12th. Corey Connors is the top Canadian at 1-under. And the New York Islanders and restricted defenseman Ryan Pulock have agreed to terms on a two-year deal. The Dauphin Manitoba product had 10 goals and 25 assists in 68 games last season. He was a first-round pick in 2013. He led all Islanders defensemen in scoring the past 2 years. Before making it up to the big show, he played with Bridgeport in the Apple and with the Brandon Wheat Kings. He's also represented Canada twice at the World Juniors and the World Championships. This sports update for the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, it is
Fish Friday.
Fish Friday. They are the best fish and chips you'll ever have. And I suggest you go have them. And if they're not, I'll eat my shorts. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, the best you'll ever have. Now 8 amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. What do you got? You're looking at me like you had something
to
say.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. So then I will go to the Prairie Mobile text line. It's Friday. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday. We'll start the viewer takeover a little early. Okay? From Jim Wagner. Hello, all. Frenzy nailed it today. He's a treasure. Great show again. See you tomorrow for the doubleheader sim. What was I telling you? People are getting excited for our eSports League.
Oh, yeah.
Our computer-simulated CFL games. It's a playoff doubleheader Saturday on the Facebook Live channel Rod Peterson Show. Beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern. Argos at Red Blacks. Followed by the Lions at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And you know how much I love the Rough Riders. It's playoff time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hard to be neutral for the first time in my life.
I know.
Calling a Rider game, well, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
No promises.
All right.
The forecast, by the way. I'll have to get Ottawa's forecast for Saturday night. 100% chance of snow. Oh, wait a minute. That's Sunday. 5 degrees. Saturday night and cloudy.
Yeah, there is snowfall warnings, though, coming through the prairies. So it's going to be interesting if we have the snow falling on the Sam again.
Listen, I admire the people from the Weather Channel. 100%? Have you ever seen 100% forecast for anything?
No.
They're not even totally sure it's going to be sunny out in the middle of July.
Right. But they know it's going to snow.
100% chance.
I would love to see that on the scorecard on the sports select ticket, right at or in the sports book at Vegas. 100%. Just tell me.
Not one time is there 100%. The Weather Channel saying it's going to snow. 100% chance on Sunday. By the way, let's all move to Ottawa. 19 degrees Ooh. Celsius and sunny for the 4-5 divisional semifinal game, Argos and Red Blacks.
I got my plaid shirt ready to go.
All right. From DG in Saskatoon, says, morning, guys. I vote for the Edmonton Empathizers. This regarding the new name of the Edmonton football team. It shows the team has empathy towards every cause and does not carry any strong or controversial opinions. Instead of Commonwealth, which is a controversial enough name, they can play at Empathy Stadium. Instead of the Eskimos fight song, Brian Hall can lead the fans in a rousing rendition of Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya, every 30 minutes. This is what's happened, Edmonton. This is what's happened. People feeling frisky today.
Are they ever?
We'll continue that with viewer takeover next. It's the RP Show, and you're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
It's overtime. It's viewer takeover. And I got to tell you, this is why I got into this business, to have fun. And today's been that type of day.
Oh, yeah.
A Flame Tech Football Friday. We're singing Kumbaya. People are laughing at the comment from Dan in Saskatoon how they should be the Edmonton Empathizers and play Kumbaya at the end of the third quarter. Jeff, the Stampeders fan, has chimed in and said Kumbaya can be the song played after each touchdown.
And everybody
understands. It's like, Kumbaya.
Instead
everybody
of holding
hands.
Their chest at the Rush game, that's what they'll
do. In a post-pandemic world, which reminds me of something. You will get a kick out of this. I was telling you a little bit about my men's mental health group that met last night for the first time. First of six consecutive Thursdays we're going to meet. And it reminded me, because guys are walking into the room. We were all strangers at the start of the night.
Yeah.
Guys are walking into the room. Think about this. Hey, Rod. Hey, Rod. How's it going, Rod? And I'm like, oh, supposed to be anonymous. And it reminds me of the guy in Philadelphia, Dan Cervelli. When I was on his show, the Enterprise Podcast, he said, do you get recognized there at home? Recognized? I know everybody. Forget about being recognized, which is actually a really good icebreaker in a format like that.
Right.
Where guys come to talk about the problems. But it was awesome, and we had some real breakthroughs last night. So Men's Mental Health Group, if you want to know, follow my recovery platforms. You don't mind me promoting that, do you?
No, of course.
At Peterson Recovery, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you. Toronto's Chris Bird writes in. He says, as much as the single owner idea rankles me, I do feel it's a worthy discussion. How long can nine separate owners continue to split the $50 million revenue pie? Well, it's more revenue than that. But you, Chris, brought up the MLSE thing. I was reporting it at the start of the summer, and what I've heard from my Toronto friends is even MLSE is looking at their own bank account going, this ain't good.
Yeah.
So there was talk. They've backed off. I'm not willing to say that's completely gone away. Regarding colonialism, by the way, and why Edmonton doesn't want to use the term empire because it has a connotation to colonialism, can you read the definition of it?
Colonialism, this is the definition. The policy or practice of acquiring full or partial political control over another country, occupying it with settlers and exploiting it economically, which is exactly what my football team's trying to do to your football team, right? So yep. It makes sense. But the problem is, oftentimes we can't separate a football game from real life. We're going to the movies and real life. Right.
Some can't.
And then we have these problems. But that's the idea. That's what I'm trying to do to your football team. Right. Come in and take over.
This
and
is
you
why
you should stand up against colonialism. And then we have some heated battle of fans against fans and life is great. But unfortunately, we don't seem to want that.
Well, that's why people in Edmonton are so upset about their football team, because they feel the team's lost its way. They're not the only team. A lot of teams have lost their way. People would just like them to stand up and say, no, this is what we're doing. If you don't like it, go jump in the lake. But this is what we're doing because this is what we think's right. And Edmonton can't quite figure out what's right. We got to talk about the business of the week.
Yes.
For MySask 411, it's a phone book in your hand. Download, everybody, the MySask 411 app. Did you know that 1 in 3 Saskatchewanians use the app once a month, minimum?
Wow.
Our business of the month is Sally's Framing. I wish I could show you all the frames around here. Thank you, Clark, for putting that up. Sally's Frame Shop. I got the article on us that was in the Regina Leader Post framed. Sally did it. And I just, well, I've been going there for years, but I did type her name into the app. It's on the main screen of my apps here. And she's there. Type in framing. Type in Regina. Boom. It's there. It's a phone book in your hand. And we love it. So that's your business of the week.
Awesome.
For MySask 411. And we stand up for Saskatchewan business. We stand up for each other. And we say, shop local and support local. You don't have to be in Saskatchewan to do that. Support your local small and medium-sized businesses. How awesome is this, eh?
Oh, that's great.
How much time we got, Clark? 15 seconds. Well, one last plug then. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show. CFL Sim Division Semifinal Doubleheader. See you Monday at noon Eastern on Game Plus.
He felt sorry for Mike Riley last night. Walking off the field, he looked so disappointed.
The show's over, Lynch.
And hurt. Oh, okay.
Stop talking football.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.